Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, pray for us, Epheta, which is, be thou opened for a fragrance of sweetness, but thou, devil, be gone. The judgment of God is drawing near. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Children, you wouldn't remember those words. Father said them during your baptism, and as he said them, he put his thumb on his lip like this, and then he touched your right ear and your left ear and your nose. What does that mean? Well, have any of your teachers ever told you in class, open up your ears and listen? Sometimes teachers wonder if their students have their ears permanently blocked, because some days it just seems like they don't hear anything, or certainly as though they weren't really listening. But God wants us to have our ears open our whole lives long to listen to Him, to His Word, to what He says. And today is the day when, in the old church centuries ago, about, 1,600 years ago or so, give or take a few decades, that those who were studying their catechism, they were grown-ups already mostly, to be baptized, would come to church and they would have their ears opened symbolically by this ceremony. And that's the reason why we read today at the Gospel, a rather long Gospel as we have during Lent, and it tells the story about a man who was born blind, and what our Lord did was he got some clay from the ground, some dirt, and he spit on it, and he made it into mud, and he put it over the blind man's eyes. And then he said, go and wash in the pool, one of the pools near the temple called Sent. That was the name of the pool, Siloe, or the one who is sent. That's how it was named. And then he did. And when he washed the mud out of his eyes, he could see for the first time in his life, because he had been born blind. Just so too we, by the grace of God and the baptism that we have received, we can hear. Doesn't help you necessarily with hearing your teacher or paying attention all day long, but it should, because those graces are always there if you ask for them. So today's the day when there'll be a long mass. And what would they hear, those who were getting baptized at Easter? They would hear for the first time about the Apostles' Creed. Do you all know your Apostles' Creed by heart? Very important prayer. We should say it every day. In the Middle Ages, the Apostles' Creed was used as a kind of a special prayer to be said by those who were dying. And we, the living, should pray it well every day. Of course, we do, at the start of our rosary. Then they were taught the Our Father, and it was explained to them. All of the saints, including Saint Francis, have given a beautiful explanation of this prayer. And remember what the little flower tells us, that sometimes when it seems it's very hard for us to pay attention and to listen to God when we pray, sometimes the best way to pray is just to say the Our Father very slowly. Our Father. Think about that. Who art in heaven. And it makes a beautiful prayer. And our Lord would be very pleased with that prayer, and He always hears our prayers. And then last of all, they gave, the bishops and the priests gave to those who were being baptized the four Gospels explained about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four saints who wrote the four Gospels under the inspiration or the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And they learned about that too. It was a long Mass, but when they went home that day, they had quite a bit with them. Now, as it happens today, we have the feast day of a saint who was, when he was a young priest, he was a catechism teacher. As Father Lectoranda teaches some of you your catechism, he taught catechism to the adults who were going to be baptized around the same time, only he lived in our Lord's city of Jerusalem. And he wrote out a series of lesson plans or classes for before baptism, and then also for after baptism, about how to live as a Catholic. And he had done that so well, and he was such a good teacher, that when the bishop died, he was made to be the next bishop. And when he became the bishop, a tremendous miracle happened that everybody saw in the sky a golden cross. And it was so bright that it was at noon on a sunny day. And everybody all around Jerusalem saw this golden cross in the sky. Even the Jews did, and the heretics and the pagans and things. They all saw it. And St. Cyril wrote about that to the emperor, and he said, Your Highness, everybody saw it. Well, what was that for? That was for the terrible struggles that our saint today would have because people closed their ears to the truth. They didn't want to remember the catechism they had learned and their Catholic faith. And they started saying stupid things and heresies and saying that our Lord wasn't really God. And there was all this fighting and carrying on and trouble. And when our saint was a bishop, he had a lot of grief, and he was accused, and he had to leave his city for three different times. That's called going into exile. And he was falsely accused of stealing things from the church and all sorts of grief. The saints all suffered very much, but never mind. They always heard God. They listened to God's will. And they always tried to teach others to do the same thing. That's what makes a saint to be a saint. Today we have St. Paul on the altar because he's probably the best teacher and the best preacher of all. And in spirit, we go to his church. So what should I think about and pray over during Mass today? Well, I could say a little prayer that my ears will always be open to my teacher, to my parents, to my priest. And I should thank God that his ears are always open to hear me. When I pray, God listens, and he gives his strength and his grace. Even if sometimes there's a big cross, beautiful but big and heavy, that appears over my head, never mind, our Lord is listening, and I must listen to him, and somehow the two of us will get through it together. Remember the beautiful prayers we have as Catholics, children. Never skip them. Never skip through them. I mean, say them too quickly. Always say them devoutly. Today, especially, we are thankful for the Apostles' Creed and the Our Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.